so much for the welcome. I hope you've got one of the outlines, Servant Leaders for the Servant King. That's the title I've chosen this morning. Now this is a discipline for me because that means I mustn't stray from the outline. And I'd also forgotten I was going to be translated, so I may have to rush through some of the subjects. Now this session is about pastoral leadership. And pastoral leadership must be servant leadership. And our servant leadership must be both serving the people, but serving the king, who himself is the servant king. Now to start with in our first section, I would like to learn just some general lessons from the structure of the book of Isaiah. As you will know, it is the most beautiful book. Beautiful in the way it is structured. If you were having preached for 40 years to die and then have your collected sermons gathered together,
uma ubekungenze kushumayele kweminyaka engamashumi amane bese uyashona bese kuthathwa ke lezo intshumayelo zakho.
There are two ways it could be done. It could be done by taking your first sermon and then your second sermon chronologically, and at the end, the very last sermon you ever preached. But that's not how the book of Isaiah is structured. The book of Isaiah is structured, we might call it thematically. It is divided into three sections. And I might say all of them written by one man, Isaiah. Not three men, not two men, just one man, Isaiah. And from chapter 1, to chapter 37, we have the coming anointed king.
Ukusuka kwisahluko sokuqala kuya kwesika-37 kukhulunywa ngokuza kwenkosi egcotshiwe.
From chapter 38 to around chapter 55, the coming anointed servant.
Ukusuka ku-38 uqhubeka uya ku-55 kukhulunywa ke manje.
And then from chapter 56 to 66, the coming anointed conquering servant king. Now, Isaiah lived in an era in the late 8th century BC, when kings were dysfunctional.
U-Isaiah ke waphila kuleyo minyaka lapho khona amakhosi ayengasasebenzi kahlehle.
From the very beginning of the book, we know that Isaiah preached over the reign of four kings at least.
Singaqaphela ukuthi u-Isaiah ushumayele ngesikhathi sokubusa kwamakhosi okungenani amane.
Isaiah's great vision of the throne room of heaven, and the time when Isaiah was called into his ministry.
Umbono wakhe uIsaiah ebuka isimo sasezulwini kuzofika ngesikhathi esebizelwa enkonzweni yakhe.
Was in the year when King Uzziah had died.
Kwakungomnyaka wokushona kwenkosi uUzziah.
All the kings to some extent, were great failures. But there's a wonderful glory in the promise that one day there will be the perfect king that God's people need. The ruler of his people that they need. Now perhaps you can see already where we're going on this. Because if you fast forward
2,700 centuries,
who rules God's people? Or perhaps rather better, who on behalf of God rules God's people? It's not kings. It is elders and pastors through the word of God. Now, the second section of Isaiah describes the fundamental problem of God's people being that there is no peace for the wicked. There needs to be someone who can deal with this fundamental problem which cannot be dealt with by their kings and is not being dealt with even by the prophets of God.
So we have
the wonderful hope set before us of the coming servant who is going to deal with the problem that there is no peace for the wicked. Now we, looking back, can see quite clearly we have this wonderful picture of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ.
In this
section we have the five servant songs, as we call them. The anointed servant. So we have the promise of a coming king and the promise of a coming servant. And what even Jesus' own disciples didn't grasp was that the coming king and the coming servant were one and the same person.
You'll
remember that Peter could accept that Jesus was the king, but that Jesus would have to die on behalf of his people. Peter couldn't get his mind around that. And the final section of Isaiah looks forward not just to the time of the coming of Jesus Christ, but to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to the ascension, to the glory of Jesus Christ, and right over the horizon into the second coming triumphant of Jesus Christ.
The
anointed, coming, conquering, servant, king.
Ukuza kwenkosi nokwenceku egcotshiwe nokombusi.
And we get a picture of him enthroned in sovereign power.
See, bona lapis tombe sake, esses, salwenis of course.
power over the whole universe.
Enamandla ngaphezu kwezulu nomhlaba.
Where every cause and effect in the whole universe is for the building of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Lapho zonke izinto ezenzekayo noma eziyokwenzeka zimaqondana nokwakhiwa kwalombuso wenkosi uJesu.
You see, it's a theological chronology, and not a chronology of Isaiah's sermons as he preached them.
Akuhambi ngokwesikhathi noma uIsaiah aqala ngaso ukushumayela nokulandelana kwakho, kodwa ke kukhuluma ngesikhathi sohlelo lombuso kaNkulunkulu.
The king has come, the servant has come, and he has conquered all his enemies.
Inkosi isifikile nenceku yafika futhi usenqobile manje zonke izitha zakhe.
And the last chapter of Isaiah as we read it seems almost like the last chapter of Revelation, doesn't it?
Uma ngabe ufunda ke incwadi yokugcina lapha ya encwadi ka Isaiah noma ke isahluko sokugcina kufana engazothi ufunda incwadi yesambulo.
So bear that in mind as a general picture of what we're looking at as we look at servant leaders for the servant king.
Kubekeke lokho engqondweni uma ngabe sizokhuluma ngabaholi abazingceku besebenzela inkosi eyingceku naye.
Now, the second of our three sections on your outline, a question. Who is building the church?
Umbuzo ke uthi engabe ngubani owakha ibandla?
Well, I hope you would all give the answer. Jesus Christ is building his church.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi nonke nina impendulo ethi ke uJesu Kristu owakha ibandla lakhe.
He said he would, Matthew 16:18.
Ushilo ukuthi uzokwenza lokho kuMathewu.
I will build my church.
Wathi ngizolakha
ibandla lakhe. And the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
Amasango esihogo ngeke amelane na.
If he said it, he is doing it.
Uma ekushilo uyakwenza.
He is doing it. Present tense. Who is building the church? Jesus Christ is building the church.
Uyakwenza njengamanje. Umbuzo uthi ngabe ubani owakha ibandla? UJesu Kristu owakha ibandla.
In Isaiahic terms, the conquering servant king is building the church from his position enthroned at the right hand of God on high in heaven.
Ngokokusho ke kuka Isaiah ke inceku le eyinkosi yakha ibandla layo ihlele esihlalweni sayo sobukhosi esezulwini.
But through whom is he building the church? How is he building the church?
Ngabe ke ulakha ngobani futhi ulakha kanjani ibandla lakhe?
Now he ascended into heaven and appointed a vicegerent, is Rizuda word for that, a vicegerent to build the church.
When you get lage ezulwini wase ukhetha ke abasekeli bakhe noma ke abamlandelayo abakha endaweni yakhe.
Now let me just explain that word in case it's not that easy to translate.
Ake ngilichaze ke leli gama ngoba mhlambe ngathi alilulu ukulichaza ngendlela elimi ngayo.
I hope you'll excuse me using a British example.
Nizongixolela ngoba ngizobeka umzekelo ngokwezinto zase Britain.
We have a monarchy in Britain.
Sinombusi noma inkosi.
And I think uniquely in history, we had three generations of heir to the throne.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngokomlando sinabaholi abane noma izizukulwane ezine zabaholi.
We have the Queen on the throne. We have her son, Prince Charles, who's the heir to the throne. We have the Queen's grandson, Prince William. And we have the Queen's great grandson, Prince George. Now suppose, sometime in the next 3 or 4 years, there was some horrifying terrorist activity.
Agesithi eminyakeni embalwa ezayo bese kuba khona amaphekula ikhuna ngase angene lapha.
There on some great state occasion there was the Queen and there was Prince Charles, and there was Prince William, all in the same place.
Bese kutholakala ukuthi ke indlovukazi nendodana yayo nomzukulu wayo bebehlezi endaweni eyodwa ngesikhathi.
And a suicide bomber got in there and all three were killed.
Bese kufika ke abazobhoma bafike bababhome bonke ngesikhathi esona.
It would be horrifying, but the king of England would be King George the Seventh.
Kuzokwethusa angithi kodwa ke inkosi yase England kuyoba ke inkosi uGeorge wesikhombisa.
Now I think he's 2 years old at the moment. 3 years time he'll be 5 years old. He would not be capable of ruling as king. So a regent will be put in his place. Someone put in his place to rule because he is unable to do so. That is a regent.
Ubizwa ke ngalelo gama elithi regent noma ke umbambeli wa.
A gerent is somebody who's put in somebody's place to rule when the person can rule but has delegated that rule to someone else.
I-regent ke kuba yibambela lombusi okufanele ngabe uyabusa kodwa ongakakwazi ukubusa ngaleso sikhathi.
The ascended conquering king has put a gerent to rule the church, to build the church, not because he's unable to do so, but because he's delegated that authority to, I'll tell you.
Inkosi ke eyanyuka neyanqoba ithumeleke amabambela ayo ukuthi azobusa ngalesi sikhathi hayi ngoba ayikwazi ukubusa kodwa ngoba ibeke igunya namandla ayo phezu kwalamabambele.
The second person of the Trinity, the God-man, Jesus Christ, has appointed the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to do the work of building the church.
UJesu Kristu nongowesibili kubuthathu emunye bukaNkulunkulu uthumele lo wesithathu ongumoya ongcwele ukuthi azobusa ngalesi sikhathi.
He is sometimes referred to as the Spirit of Christ.
Ngezinye ikhathi kuye kukhulunywe ngaye njengomoya kaKristu.
Even the Spirit who is Christ.
Umoya onguKristu.
And he is building the church on behalf of Jesus Christ, who is building the church in heaven.
Wakha ibandla engxenyeni kaJesu Kristu owakha ibandla lakhe esezulwini.
Anyone in church will know that one of my favorite verses of scripture is a rather strange one. The first verse of the book we call Acts of the Apostles.
Nomubani osebandleni lami uzokhumbula ukuthi ivesi engilithanda kakhulu lisencwadini yokuqala yezenzo zabapostoli.
It's effectively a statement which poses a question.
Umusho obeka futhi umbuzo.
The writer of the book of Acts is Luke.
Umbhali wencwadi yezenzo zabapostoli nguLuke.
And he wrote his first book to his friend Theophilus.
Wabhala incwadi yakhe eyibhalela umngane wakhe uTheophilus.
And at the beginning of his second book, he says, in my first book, O Theophilus, I wrote down all the things that Jesus began to do and teach.
Uthike encwadini yami yokuqala ke wena Theophilus othandekayo ngabhala ngazo zonke izinto uKristu azenza nalezo azifundisa.
And we could ask the question, what is his second book about?
Ungabuza ke umbuzo othi engabe ke manje le yesibili incwadi imaqondana na.
But surely the implication from that first verse is that in my second book, dear Theophilus, I'm writing down all the things that Jesus continued to do and teach.
Kodwa ke futhi uzothola ukuthi kule ncwadi yakhe yesibili uqhubeka nokuthi ke ngizokhuluma ngezinto uJesu Kristu aqhubeka ezenza naqhubeka ezifundisa.
We call it the Acts of the Apostles. It could be called the Acts of Jesus.
Siyibiza ngezenzo zabapostoli kodwa futhi ingabizwa ngokuthi izenzo zikaJesu.
And it could be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
Kanti futhi ingabizwa nangokuthi izenzo zikamoya ongcwele.
Jesus is building the church in the book we call Acts.
UJesu wakha ibandla encwadini ebizwa
ngezenzo. But he's doing it through his vicegerent, the Holy Spirit.
Kodwa ke ukwenza lokho ngebambela lakhe elingumoya ongcwele.
Who is doing the work by indwelling the vicegerents who are the apostles?
Naye owenza umsebenzi wakhe ngesekela bambela elingamapostoli.
But of course, not just the apostles. There are deacons there, Stephen and Philip.
Kodwa futhi akusibo abapostoli kuphela, kunamadikoni lapho oStefane nabanye.
There are ordinary, if I could use that word, Christians like Barnabas.
NabaKristu afana noBarnaba noTimotheo.
It is their acts,
yizenzo zabo,
which Jesus Christ is doing,
ezenziwa nguJesu Kristu,
to build the church. Jesus Christ is working through his vicegerents, all those people.
UJesu Kristu usebenza ngamasekela abambela ayibo bonke labo bantu.
By the Holy Spirit indwelling them and empowering them and making the scriptures clear to them and enabling them to preach the scriptures.
Ngomoya ongcwele ongene phakathi kwabo obaholayo ebaqinisa ebafundisa ukuthi benze umsebenzi ngendlela efanele.
Acts of Christ, acts of the Holy Spirit, acts of the apostles, acts of Christians, acts of elders, acts of pastors, acts of deacons.
But
they're all inextricable. You cannot separate them from the work of Christ.
Kodwa wonke lo msebenzi uyimbumba engahlukaniseki nomsebenzi kaKristu.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
Umoya ongcwele ungumoya kaKristu.
He has a particular job specification to do Christ's work and to exalt Christ.
Unendlela thizweni okufanele ukuthi asebenze ngayo ezophakamisa ingcweliso uKristu.
Every single Christian is described as being in Christ.
Omunye nomunye wabaKristu akhona naye uchazwa njengomuntu okuKristu.
We are inextricably united to Christ.
Sihlangene noma sibumbene noKristu ngendlela engahlukaniseki.
So when we work faithfully, Christ is working.
Uma ke sisebenza ngokwethembeka, uKristu uyasebenza.
And we can only do it because the Holy Spirit is working through us.
Kodwa singakwenza kuphela lokho ngoba umoya ongcwele usebenza kithi.
If we are faithful church leaders, then Christ's work of building the church is going to be done through us.
Uma ke singabaholi bamabandla abathembekile, umsebenzi kaKristu wokwakha ibandla lakhe uyokwenziwa ngathi.
So let's move on to the four images which you have of who is building the church, which are there in the five which are on your sheet.
Agathi bukeke zonke lezinto azenzayo uKristu zikhona lapha encwadini yenu.
So firstly, builders for the master builder.
Okokuqala ke ngabakhi abakhela umakhi omkhulu.
Christ is building his church.
UKristu wakha ibandla lakhe.
So if we are vicegerents, we are builders of the church.
Thina ke nje ngamabambela ebambela likaKristu siyakha ibandla silakhela uKristu.
1 Corinthians 3 verses 1 to 4. I will read it all and then you will translate it all. Thank you. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I led you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. But while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, Are you not being merely human?
Nami ke bazalwane be ngingenakukhuluma kini njengakwabomoya kepha njengakwabenyama njengakwabayizingane kuKristu. Nganiphuzisa ubisi anganipha ukudla okuqinileyo ngokuba beningakaqini yebo nakalokhu anikaqini ngokuba niseyibo abenyama ngokuba uma kusekhona phakathi kwenu umhawu nokuphikisana anisibo abenyama anihambisi okwabantu na ngokuba nxa omunye ethi mina ngingokaPawulu omunye mina ngingokaApollo anisibo abenyama na.
Now, you can see there's not much concept of servant leadership in those verses.
Uzoqaphela ukuthi kulama verse ambalwa esikhulume ngawo alukho udaba lwabaholi abayizingxenye.
It's a fair description of much worldly leadership even in the church today, isn't it?
La kuchazeka ngempela abantu abahola ngokwenyama noma ngokwezwe ngisho ebandleni.
But from verse 5, we see how the Apostle Paul regards his job.
Kodwa ke musubheka kusuka kuverse 5 ke sizobona ukuthi umpostoli uPaul uchaza kanjani umsebenzi wakhe.
What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believe as the Lord assigned to each.
Paul uyini uApollo? Uyini uPaul na? Bayizikhonzi enakholwa ngazo kwaba yiloyo naloyo.
Now first, he uses an agricultural image in verse 6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
Ubeka la isithombe somlimi mawusufika lapha kuverse 6. Uthi ke, mina ngatshala, uApollo wanisela, kepha uNkulunkulu wakhulisa.
We do our work, but only God produces the results.
Thina senza umsebenzi wethu kodwa uNkulunkulu kuphela obveza izithelo.
Then he moves slowly to a building image. So I'll read from verse 7. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
Njalo ke notshalayo kalutho noniselayo kalutho kodwa uNkulunkulu okhulisayo. Otshalayo noniselayo bakunye kepha yiloyo naloyo uyakwamukeliswa owakhe umvuzo ngokomsebenzi wakhe. Ngokuba thina siyizisebenzi kanye noNkulunkulu nina niyinsimu kaNkulunkulu nisakhiwo sikaNkulunkulu.
I haven't got time to read on everything that follows, but let me just take a few little bits from it. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid the foundation and someone else is building upon it. Let everyone take care how he builds on it.
Ngokomusa kaNkulunkulu engiwuphiweyo njengenyanga yokwakha ehlakaniphileyo ngabeka isisekelo omunye wakha phezu kwaso kepha akube yiloyo naloyo aqaphele ukuthi kwakha kanjani phezu kwaso.
And then he speaks about laying the foundation and the need for the foundation to be Christ.
Bese ukhuluma ke ngesisekelo nanokuthi ke isisekelo kumele kube nguKristu.
So can you see the vicegerency here in the building? Only God gives the growth.
Ngabe niyasibona isithombe samasekelo abambela ngokwalenkulumo nguNkulunkulu kuphela okhulisayo.
We are God's fellow workers. We are Jesus Christ's fellow workers.
Siyizisebenzi kanye noNkulunkulu, siyizisebenzi kanye noKristu.
You are God's field. You are God's building.
Niyinsimu kaNkulunkulu, niyisakhiwo sikaNkulunkulu.
And then when he's speaking about laying the foundation, he says, according to the grace of God given me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it. But everyone must take care how he builds on it, because no one must lay a foundation other than that which is Christ.
Ubese khuluma ke ngokuthi ke njengenyanga yokwakhe ehlakaniphileyo ngabeka isekelo omunye wakha phezu kwaso kepha kube yiloyo naloyo aqaphele ukuthi wakha kanjani phezu kwaso ngoba kufanele ukuthi bakhe bonke phezu kwaKristu.
We are church builders under the master builder.
Singabakhi bebandla ngaphansi komakhi omkhulu webandla.
Now there's a very different building built a long, long time before that, wasn't there? In Genesis chapter 11.
Kunezakhiwo ke eziningi ezazakhiwe ngaphambi kwaleso ukusuka encwadini kaGenesis sahluko sika 11.
And the building of the church must be exactly the opposite of that building as far as motivation is concerned.
Ukwakhiwa kwebandla ke kwakumele ukuthi kuhluke kakhulu kulokho kwakwakhiwe ngaphambili ngokuya ngokwemigomo nemiyalelo kaNkulunkulu.
God tells us clearly that those who built the Tower of Babel did it to make a name for themselves.
Ngoba siyatshelwa ukuthi ke labo abakha umbhoshongo waseBhabhele babewakhela ukukhulisa igama labo.
There are many towers of Babel being built in our big areas of population.
Miningi imibhoshongo yaseBhabhele eyakhiwa yakhelwa ukukhulisa amagama abantu.
Which are being built so that someone can make a name for himself.
Yakhelwa ukuthi omunye nomunye aveze noma akhulise igama lakhe.
The cult of celebrity.
Umthetho noma umkhuba wosaziwayo osukhona njengamanje.
The reputation and the power of the pastor, a particular man.
Udumo nokwaziwa kakhulu komfundisi othile noma indoda ethile.
You can smell it sometimes, mixed metaphor, sorry, when you see the big notice outside the church, which may say, Church of the Power and the Glory.
Ungakubona ngesinye isikhathi bebekile laphaya amabhodi ebhaliwe ukuthi ibandla elamandla nelobungcwele.
That's not imaginary, I have seen it.
Angicabangeli nje sengikubonile kwenziwe endaweni eziningi.
But we have to ask the question, whose power and whose glory?
Bese uzibuza ukuthi ngabe ngamandla kabani lawo noma inkazimulo kabani le okhulunywa ngayo.
If you look back at the accounts of the building of the temple, there's a prayer, isn't there? The prayer that Solomon made.
Uma ungabheka uhlehle nje kancane ubuke ngokwakhiwa kwethempeli elakhiwa uSolomon.
And in that prayer was the desire for all the glory to go to God.
Ngaleso sikhathi wakhuleka uSolomon efisa ukuthi lonke udumo nenkazimulo iye kuNkulunkulu.
There was a danger that the most splendid building in the whole of the world in that time should bring glory to the builder.
Ngoba kwakunobungozi bokuthi isakhiwo sodumo nesiphakeme ngaphezu kwazo zonke emhlabeni ngalesi yasikhathi sasingahle silethe udumo noma inkazimulo kumakhi waso.
Or even to Israel as the nation.
Noma futhi ke ku-Israyeli njengesizwe.
We have the greatest building. But beware, brother pastors, church planters, elders, church builders.
Kodwa qaphelani ke bafowethu nina befundisi nabaholi nabavangeli.
This attitude can creep in a very subtle way, can't it?
Loyo mkhuba ungase ungene nakuthina ngendlela elula necashile kakhulu.
When we are discouraged by lack of seeming success.
Uma ikakhulukazi sizithola siphelelwa amandla ngenxa yokuthi ayibonakali inqubekela phambili nentuthuko.
When the small growth.
Uma ngabe ukukhula kubuncane kakhulu.
When the seeming failure of a new ministry we've engaged in the church.
Uma kubukeka sengazi ukuthi ke inkonzo esiyakhayo ayiphumeleli.
Is there perhaps an element of pride producing the sting of discouragement, of disappointment?
Ingabe mhlambe akusiko ukuyikhukhumeza okubangela ukuthi sizithole sesicindezeleka.
Are we perhaps lifting ourselves above the humble role of vicegerency?
Ingabe mhlambe asiziphakamisi ngaphezu kwezinga lesekela bambela na?
This is Christ's work.
Ngumsebenzi kaKristu lona.
We are merely servants of His.
Thina siyizisebenzi zakhe.
He knows what he is doing in building the church.
Uyazi yena ukuthi wenzani ngokwakha ibandla la.
We are building a church of living stones, aren't we, in Peter's language?
Sakha ibandla ngamatshe aphilayo ngokwenkulumo kaPetro.
We don't have to give attention to the grandiosity of the building. I don't mean the physical building, but the congregation.
Akufanele ke sizikhathaze ngobukhulu nokubukeka kwesakhiwo. Angikhulumi ngesakhiwo sezindonga, kodwa ngikhuluma ngesakhiwo ke esilibandla.
We have to pay attention to the stones that are entrusted to us as master as builders under the master builder.
Kodwa kufanele siqaphele lamatshe esiwaphiwe esakha ngawo njengeyisebenzi.
We have to pastor individuals.
Kufaneleke sibe abefundisi babantu ngamunye ngamunye.
Equipping them for works of service.
Sibahlomisela umsebenzi wobunceku.
Repairing their brokenness.
Sibalungisa labe phuke khona.
All as vicegerents under Christ.
Nje ngamasekela bambela angaphansi kaKristu.
And under and engaging with the work of the supreme vicegerent, the Holy Spirit.
Futhi abangaphansi kobuholi bo bebambela elingumoya ongcwele.
We have to ensure that the foundation is Christ.
Kufanele siqiniseke ukuthi ke isisekelo singuKristu.
We daily need to go down to the foundations.
Njalo kufanele siye phansi siye esisekelweni.
Checking the foundations of worship in the church.
Siqaphelisise isisekelo sokukhonza ebandleni.
Check in the foundations of every one of our individual ministries in the church.
Siqaphele isisekelo sika nomubani okhona owenza inkonzo
yebandla. Missions, the structure of our meetings, is the foundation Christ.
Isisekelo seyithunywa zebandla lethu nabo bonke abasebenzela ibandla ukuthi ngabe singuKristu na.
And how much we have as builders to ensure the stones fit together.
Ebese sibukisisa ukuthi ngabe njengabakhi lamatshe esiwafakile ayahambisana yini.
God has given us these stones and we're to fit them together in a local church.
UNkulunkulu usiphe amatshe akhe, kumele ke thina siwabeke ndawonye ebandleni lakhe.
We have to deal with the irregularities as we maintain the unity of the brethren and the bond of peace.
Kumele sibhekane nezimo eziphuma endleleni uma siloku siqhubeka sibhekela amatshe kaNkulunkulu.
I don't know if you use this image in South Africa. In England we speak of square pegs in round holes. Do you use that?
Baye basebenzise ke lezi thombe zezinto mhlambe eziyikwele nezinto ezo round mabele phesha kwezilwandle asazi noma ke siyisebenzisa kahle thina ngapha na.
There was a book, I don't know if it's in the Mechanion Library, I remember reading it years ago by a man called Derek Copley.
Kwakunencwadi ethila ngazi noma ikhona e library la eyabhalwa yilo mbhali asemshilo la ngaphambili.
It has a wonderfully provocative title. It's called Building with Bananas. Do you know that book?
Inesihloko esithatha ukuthi sithatha amehlo omuntu ikhuluma ngokwakha ngobana.
And it has a subtitle, we are all bent more or less.
Sike sonke ngandlela thizeni sigobile.
The European community has very strange rules, and at one stage it stopped shops selling straight bananas. Bananas had to be bent.
Banokhuluma ke ngesinye isikhathi bethi ke ungazihluphi ngokubheka obanana abaqondile ngoba bonke obanana.
Now imagine building a building with bananas and how do you got to fit them all snugly together?
Ake ucabange sewakhi sakhiwo ngobhanana ukuthi ungababeka kanjani ngempela ukuze lesakhiwo siqonde kahle.
But it's rather like that for the pastor's responsibility in a local church.
Kodwa ke umsebenzi kamfundisi ebandleni lendawo akuyona.
He's got all these misshaped people and they've all got to fit together in the local church.
Unalabantu abagobe ngendlela yabo kodwa kufanele ababeke kahle bonke ebandleni lika Christ.
It's not very glorious work, is it?
Umsebenzi wenkazimulo lona kunjalo.
Ah, but it is the work of servant leaders under the servant king.
Kodwa ke futhi kungumsebenzi wabaholi abazikhonzi besebenzela inkosi eyisikhonzi kwayona.
There is only one way in which the church you pastor is perfect.
Yinye nje indlela eyokwenza ukuthi ibandla olisebenza kulona libe ibandla eliphelele.
The Christians God has given you in your church are exactly the people he wants to have there.
Ukuthi ke amaKristu lawo uNkulunkulu akuphe bona ebandleni yilabo kanye abantu athanda ukuthi babe kulelo bani.
Don't complain.
Ungakhononi.
You are a builder under the master builder.
Ungumakhi ongaphansi komakhi ongumpela.
Don't complain about the people he has given you.
Ungabalabali ngabantu akakunike bo.
Don't long for the people who are in that church down the road, and certainly don't go and steal them.
Ungafisi ukuthi ube nabantu abakuleli abandla elingale ngaphesheya komgwaqo futhi ungazami nokubeba labo bantu.
And remember, you're not just building a static building, you're building a dynamic building.
Ukhumbule ukuthi awakhi nje isakhiwo sokubukwa ngamehlo kodwa wakha isakhiwo esindlela esimangaliso.
You're building builders.
Wakha abakhi.
That's one of your responsibilities.
Ngomunye womsebenzi wakho loyo.
So you can see, can't you, why you need to think all the time that the Holy Spirit is the supreme vicegerent.
Uyabona ukuthi kubaleka kanjani ukuthi ngazo zonke izikhathi uhlale ucabanga ukuthi umoya ongcwele nguyena mpetha kulomsebenzi wokwakha.
You cannot build with bananas without the Holy Spirit's help.
Awukwazi ukwakha ngobhanana uma lungekho usizo lomoya ongcwele.
The Holy Spirit who indwells all those bananas.
Umoya ongcwele ongene ngaphakathi kwabo bonke labo bhanana.
Let's move on quickly. Stewards for the royal owner.
Izithunywa zasendlini enkulu noma ke yobukhosi.
One chapter further on in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Uma ke siqhubeka siya kwisahluko 4 encwadini yabase Korinte boqala.
Paul writes on behalf of himself and Timothy, his co-author, because he's using the first person plural.
UPaulu ke la ubhala engxenyeni yakhe noTimotheo ngoba ke usebenzisa igama elikhuluma ngabantu abaningi noma ke abangaphezulu yedwa.
Let me read the first two verses.
Ake ngifunde ke amavesi amabili oqala.
This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required of stewards that they be found trustworthy.
Umuntu makasazi ukuthi siyizikhonzi zikaKristu nabaphathi bezimfihlakalo zikaNkulunkulu. Futhi ke kufuneka kubaphathi ukuba umuntu afunyanwe ekholekile.
Servants for the servant King Christ.
Izikhonzi zenkosi uKristu eyisikhonzi na.
Stewards of his word.
Izithunywa zezwi lakhe.
Of God's gospel.
Izevangeli likaNkulunkulu.
A steward is required to maintain and to make sure what he is steward over is used for what his master wants it to be used.
Isithunywa ke sidingeke noma kubhekeke ukuthi senze umsebenzi ngendlela lo osithumile afuna ukuthi wenziwe ngayo.
When I was a very small boy at the age of 5,
ngisengumfanyana oneminyaka emihlanu,
I lived up there on the road, went down a little hill and up a little hill, and my grandmother lived up there.
ngangihlala ngasestrateni esithile wawuthi uma wehla nje uqambe uyakhuphuka sufike kagogo wami.
And my mother entrusted me with a very precious glass dish, and I had to take it to my grandmother.
Umama ke wa yengithuma ke ngiphatha isitsha seglasi njalo ngisisa kugogo.
I still remember the fear and trembling with which I went.
Ngisakhumbula indlela engaqhaqhazela ngayo okokuqala ngihamba.
This is very precious. You mustn't drop it. You mustn't get it dirty. You mustn't put things in it.
Ethike yisitsha esibaluleke kakhulu lesi ungasiwisi futhi ungasingcolisi futhi ungafaki lutho phakathi kwaso.
I was a steward of that dish.
Ngangiyisithunywa saleso sitsha.
I love mud, and I might have thought by rubbing a bit of mud in it, I'd make it look a bit more beautiful.
Manje ngithanda udaka ke bese ngithatha udaka oluncane ngithi uma ngalifaka la lungaluhle kakhulu.
But I couldn't do that.
Kodwa manje ngangakwazi ukwenza lokho.
We have been entrusted with something very precious in the Word of God.
Sithunywe ke ngento ebaluleke kakhulu.
It is not our job to try to improve it. Either by subtraction or by addition. We mustn't pollute it with our own ideas. We've got to be faithful, trustworthy. We had to deliver what we've been told to deliver. There will be critics. There were certainly plenty of critics of Paul's preaching. But you say to the critics, just as Paul said, it's not my word. It's God's word. Now, there may be a right sort of criticism. If you've only spent 10 minutes preparing your sermon, or even less as some people do, then you have a right to be criticized. But if you are faithful to the text of Scripture, you must say with Paul, as he does in this chapter, with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court.
Kufanele usho njengalokhu uPaulu esho kule ncwadi ukuthi ke kepha kimina kuyinto encane impela ukuba ngahlulelwe yinina noma ngokwahlulela kwabantu yebo nami engingazahluleli.
He goes on to say, I don't even care if I criticize myself. There's a healthy self-criticism and there's a very unhealthy self-criticism. Never say, perhaps to this congregation, I shouldn't preach this in Scripture, I shouldn't preach that in Scripture.
Ungathi ebandleni okulona, mhlambe akufanele ngishumayele lolu daba noma loluya.
Even if people are offended,
as
leaders who are stewards under the owner of the Word of God, we must preach the whole counsel of God.
Now,
I know if you've ever been through Buchanan College as a student, you'll have been taught that. So don't go out and just preach your favorite texts. Because if you do that, you will not be a steward of the Word of God. Every single word of this book is owned by God and is inspired by God.
Elinye nelinye izwi elikule ncwadi lingelikaNkulunkulu futhi ligcotshwe nguNkulunkulu.
Ambassadors of the King of Kings.
Izithunywa zenkosi yamakhosi.
If you go to the second letter of Corinthians and to chapter 5.
Kweyesibili kwabaseKorinti sahluko 5.
Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. That's verse 20. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20.
Ngakho singamanxusa kaKristu ngokungathi uNkulunkulu unxusa ngathi siyanincenga esikhundleni sikaKristu.
Ambassadors for the King of Kings.
Amanxusa enkosi yamakhosi.
That sounds rather arrogant, doesn't it?
Kuzwakale ngazi ukuthi kuwukuzikhukhumeza kunjalo.
If you are an ambassador for a nation, you are called a supreme plenipotentiary.
Uma ngabe uyinxusa lesizwe ubizwa njengesikhulu esikhulu salelozwe.
That is not what Paul is saying.
Akusiko lokhu uPaul akhuluma ngakho la.
He's not saying you should have great dignity in the society where you are.
Agathi kumele ube nesithunzi esikhulu.
Not saying you should be exalted by the church.
Agasho futhi ukuthi kufanele ibandla likuphakamise.
But you are entrusted to deliver a message from the King to the people.
Kodwa ke wethenjiwe ukuthi ushumayele umyalezo oqhamuka kwinkosi yamakhosi.
Not like a steward, but this time to the people of another country.
Hayi njengesikhonzi kodwa ngalesi sikhathi ke ulishumayeza kubantu bezinye izizwe.
You are entrusting a message from the King of Kings to those who are under the rulership of Satan.
Wethenjwe ngomyalezo wenkosi yamakhosi ukuthi uyise kulabo abangaphansi kombuso kaSathane.
There are only two countries in God's world.
Kunamazwe amabili kuphela ezweni likaNkulunkulu.
There's the kingdom of God,
umbuso kaNkulunkulu,
and there's the kingdom of darkness and of Satan.
Nombuso obumnyama ongubuso kaSathane.
And you're an ambassador,
wena ke ulinxusa,
from the King of Kings,
lombuso wenkosi yamakhosi,
into the world which rejects Christ.
Futhi ke unxusa ezweni elimphikayo uKristu.
And as an ambassador, you have one message to deliver.
Njengenxusa ke unomyalezo wodwa okumele ukuthi wethule.
Look at that verse again, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
Ngakho singamanxusa kaKristu ngokungathi uNkulunkulu unxusa ngathi siyanincenga esikhundleni sikaKristu sithi buyisanani noNkulunkulu.
Now you may say, Paul is writing to a church.
Ungathi ke wena uPaul ubhalela ibandla la.
But there are those in churches who are hanging around the edges or may even be members of churches who are not yet Christians.
Kodwa khona emabandleni lapho kunabathile abangakayamukeli inkosi.
Paul told Timothy to do the work of an evangelist.
Yingakho ethi Paul kuTimotheu yenza umsebenzi womvangeli.
In your ambassadorial position as the pastor or a leader of a church,
emsebenzini wakho wobunxusa njengompostoli noma umholi webandla,
you have to plead with people on behalf of God, be reconciled to God.
Kumele uncenge abantu engxenyeni kaNkulunkulu uthi buyisanani noNkulunkulu.
Time is flying. Sorry, I must get through the others very briefly. Shepherds for the sheep, chief shepherd. Turn please to Acts chapter 20.
Sibheka manje abelusi ngaphansi komelusi omkhulu.
Paul is having his final meeting with the elders of the church at Ephesus. Elders are church leaders.
UPaul ke manje unomhlangano nabaholi bamabandla.
Acts 20, well, we got the whole exhortation from verse 17 onwards.
Izenzo isahluko 20.
But in the middle of that exhortation, he speaks of them from verse 28 to 30 as pastoring the flock which is entrusted to them.
UPaul la uyabancenga ngezinto eziningi kodwa mawehla uyofika ko verse 28 ke manje usekhuluma nabo ngendaba yokwalusa.
Acts 20:28. Pay careful attention to yourselves guard yourselves, and to all the flock which the Holy Spirit, the Supreme Vicegerent, has made you overseers to care for the Church of God.
Ziqapheleni nina nomhlambi wonke anibeke kuwo umoya ongcwele kuba nibe ngababonisi bokwalusa ibandla likaNkulunkulu.
Clearly he's referring to the Church of Jesus Christ, because he says which he obtained with his own blood.
Ukhuluma ngokuthi ke azizuzele lona ngegazi lakhe.
I know that after my departure fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flesh. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them.
Mina ngiyazi ukuthi emva kokumuka kwami kuza kungena kini izimpisi ezihahayo zingawuhawukeli umhlambi, naphakathi kwenu kuza kuvuka amadoda akhuluma okudukisayo ahunge abafundi ukubalandela.
Shepherds protect the sheep, they guide the sheep, they care for the sheep, they lead the sheep into green pastures, they rescue the sheep, they feed the sheep.
Abalusi ke balusa izimvu, bayazivikela, bayazondla, bayazihola, bayazivelapha ezilimele, benza yonke leyo nto le.
Every Christian in the church you pastor can say, the Lord is my shepherd.
UmKristu omunye nomunye osebandleni okulona ufanele athi ke uJehova ungumalusi wami.
Oh, make sure that they never forget that the Lord is their shepherd.
Qikelela ukuthi abakhohlwa lokho ukuthi ke uJehova ungumalusi wami.
But the Lord does his shepherding through under shepherds.
Kodwa ke uJehova ubalusa ngabalusi abangaphansi kwakhe.
Who will suffer, who will love, who will be willing to die for their sheep that have been entrusted to them.
Abazohlupheka bathande futhi bazimisele ngisho nokuthi bangafa ngenxa yezimvu abazalusana.
Many faithful pastors have.
Iningi la bayifundisi abathembekile sebakwenza lokho.
Pastor means shepherd.
Ukuba umfundisi kusho ukuba umalusi.
Will you, as the under shepherd of the shepherd who died for his sheep, would you be willing to die for your sheep?
Engabe wena njengomalusi ongaphansi komalusi owafela izimvu zakhe uzozimisela yini nokuthi ungafa ufela lezo zimvu?
And finally, in this section, lovers for the sovereign lover.
Okokugcina ke la kukhulunywa ngabathandi abangaphansi kwalo othanda ngalo lonke uthando.
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Ngesikhathi sisayizoni uKristu wasifela.
God loved us so much, he sent his only son to die for us.
UNkulunkulu wasithanda kanga ngoba wathumela indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa kuba izosifela.
We love because he first loved us.
Siyathanda ngoba wasithanda yena kuqala.
You remember how movingly Jesus reinstated Peter who had denied him? You remember the task he gave to Peter repeated 3 times?
Uzokhumbula inkulumo ebangela umonye uKristu ayikhuluma kumpostoli uPetro kwaze kwakathathu.
John 21.
UJohane isahluko sika 21.
And from verse 15.
Uma ngabe usuka lapha ku verse 15.
When they finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?"
Khona sebedlile uJesu wathi ku Simon Petru, "Simon kaJona, uyangithanda kunalaba na?"
He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
Wathi kuye, "Yebo Nkosi, uyazi wena ukuthi ngiyakuthanda."
And he said to him, "Feed my lambs."
Wathi kuye, "Yipha amawundlu ami."
3 times. Same question and the same response.
Wambuza umbuzo ofanayo kathathu Either
you, church leader, Sunday school teacher, pastor, show your love for Christ.
Ingabe wena ke njengomfundisi webandla noma kaSonto Skole ulikhombisa kanjani uthando lwakho kuKristu?
By being lovers for the suffering lover.
Ngokuba ngothandayo ngaphansi kwalo othanda ngaphansi.
For the loving servant king.
Okungumholi oyinceku ethandayo.
The sovereign lover who showed us what a love of complacency is.
Othanda ngaphezu kwalo lonke uthando nomi phakade.
He didn't love us because we were lovable.
Akazange asithande ngoba sithandeka.
He loved us because we were those whom he had been sent to love.
Kodwa wasithanda ngoba sasiyilabo athunyelwe ukuthi azobathanda.
In the eternal decree, God chose a bride for Christ.
Ngokohlelo lwaphakade lukaNkulunkulu wakhetha umlobokazi kaKristu.
An unlovable bride.
Umlobokazi ongathandeki.
But upon whom he showered his love.
Kodwa loyo akhethe ukuthi ke
so that we could love him.
Ukuze simthande.
And love all his people.
Sithande nabo bonke abantu bakhe.
Now that's very, very brief, but don't forget as a pastor, the people you are called to lead are sometimes notoriously unlovable, aren't they?
Noma ke sesisho ngamafuphi nje, kodwa kumbula njengomfundisi, ukuthi kulabo bantu ofanele ukuthi ubahole, kukhona abangathandeki ngendlela eyisimangaliso, akunjalo.
They sometimes seem as though they hate you.
Ngezinye ikhathi babukeke ngazi ukuthi bayakuzonda.
But your job is to love them.
Kodwa umsebenzi wakho ukuthi ubathande.
Whatever they've done to hurt you, to love them.
Noma yini abayenzile ukukuphatha kabi, kumele ubathande.
Because we are under the sovereign lover.
Ngoba singaphansi komthandi ongaphezu kwabo bonke.
We hated him.
Samzonda, samlimaza.
We still, even as pastors, we still behave sometimes as if we hated him.
Namanje njengabefundisi sisayiphatha ngezinye ikhathi ngendlela ekhombisa ukumzonda kwethu.
But he loves us.
Kodwa uyasithanda.
And we must love the flock that we have had entrusted to us.
Ngalokho ke kumele sithande umhlambi esiphiwe wona ukuthi siwunakekele.
Builders for the master builder, stewards for the royal steward.
Abakhi ngaphansi komakhi omkhulu nezinceku noma izithunywa ngaphansi kwesikhulu.
Ambassadors for the King of Kings.
Amanxusa enkosi yamakhosi.
Shepherds for the chief shepherd.
Abelusi ngaphansi komalusi omkhulu.
And lovers for the sovereign lover.
Nabathandi ngaphansi komthandi omkhulu.
He is building his church through us, empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Wakha ibandla lakhe ngathi esiqinisa ngomoya ongcwele.
Isaiah 49.
Ake sibheke uIsaiah 49.
And just the first 7 verses.
Ama vesi ayisikhombisa oqala.
Now it's one of the servant songs, but it is written in the first person by the servant himself. This is autobiography of the one we know as the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngelinye lamahubo ezinceku, kodwa libhalwe leli ngezwi lokuqala okusho ukuthi ke libhalwe uyena nqobo lwakhe onguJesu Kristu.
I hate red print Bibles, but they've got it wrong here because they don't put this in red print, yet it is the words of Jesus.
La eBhayibhelini ke abakubhalanga ngamagama abovu njengoba benza ezwini likaJesu, kodwa yilona izwi likaJesu.
We have got to learn how to be servants of the servant king as we look at the servant king as our example.
Kumele sifunde ukuba izinceku zenceku eyinkosi njengalokhu sibuka ngokwesibonelo sika Isaiah.
6 things, they all ended Asham. All right? Nothing to do with people from the Far East. They all ended A-T-I-O-M. Firstly,
okokuqala ke,
verse 1, vocation, calling. You have to be called to do this work. He was called. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He named my name.
Ngilaleleni nina ziqhingi niqaphele nina bantu abakude uJehova ungibizile kwasekuzalweni waqamba igama lami kwasezibilinini zikamame.
From a human womb of a human mother
esibelethweni sikamama ongumuntu.
God the Father gave God the Son a human name because he had taken on full humanity in addition to his divinity.
Unkulunkulu ubaba wanikeza unkulunkulu indodana igama lomuntu ngoba wabesethatheke isigaba noma izinga lokuba umuntu.
This is Jesus, fully man and fully God, but fully man, speaking about having a name. Jesus.
NguJesu ke lo ongunkulunkulu ophelele engumuntu futhi ophelele ukhuluma ngokuba negama elithi Jesu.
He will save his people from their sins.
Wayezosindisa abantu bakhe ezonweni zabo.
Emmanuel.
Unkulunkulu unathi uEmmanuel.
God with us.
Unkulunkulu unathi.
From my mother's womb, he named my name. He called me from the womb.
Ukusuka esibelethweni sikamame wangipha igama lomuntu.
That in space and time, that was the call of Jesus to do his saving work. The call of the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, to take on human nature. Human in space and time.
Esikhathini esithile nasendaweni ethile, kwadingeka ukuthi uKristu athathe inyama abe ngumuntu ukuze asindise abantu.
But outside time, before time was invented, before time was created, God the Father called God the Son to take on this work of saving his people.
Kodwa ngaphambi kokuba isikhathi sibe khona, uNkulunkulu Baba wabeseyibekile uNkulunkulu indodana ukuthi ke uzothatha umsebenzi wokusindisa abantu bakhe.
Now we could go a long time into it, the call to be a gospel minister, the vocation, but above all other vocations, you are called, if you're a pastor, to do this work.
Kungasakhele side isikhathi ukuchaza lokhu, kodwa ke okufanele ukuqaphele ukuthi ke wayebizelwe ukuzosindisa abantu, wena njengomfundisi uphiwe ubizo olukhulu kakhulu.
Verse 2, preparation.
Ivesi lesibili ke ukulungiselela.
And I'm not just saying it because I'm in McCanyon Theological College.
Angikusho lokhu kuphela ngoba ngisemkhaya.
It's there here, isn't it?
Kukhona la eBhayibhelini.
He made my mouth. During those 30 years of preparation, he made my mouth like a sharp sword.
Wawenza umlomo wami njengenkemba ebukhali.
He made me a polished arrow.
Wangenza ngibe umcibisholo ophucuziweyo.
The word of God, which pierces between bone and marrow.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu elahlukanisa phakathi kwamathambo nomkantsha.
The sword, which we must wield, which is the word of God.
Inkemba okumele siyiphathe eyizwi likaNkulunkulu.
For 30 years, hidden from the world, he was prepared for the ministry he was going to do for 2.5 years.
Okweminyaka engamashumi amathathu esemhlabeni wayelungiselelwa umsebenzi ayezowenza eminyakeni emibili nengxenye.
If there are any students here, don't complain about how long it takes to prepare.
Uma kukhona abafundi la, msana ukhononda ngokuthi kuthathe isidinga
ngesikhathi
ukulungiselela.
Vacation, preparation, but then confirmation, verse 3.
Ukubizwa ukulungiselelwa kanye ke futhi nokuqinisekiswa sikubona lapha ku verse 3.
Don't worry, I'm not going Anglican.
Ningakhathazeki.
He said to me, his father, said to me, you are my servant.
Wathi kimi ubaba uNkulunkulu uyinceku yami.
And look at the name. He is called Israel.
Awubheke ke la uthi ke ubiza uIsrayeli.
You are my servant Israel.
Uthi uyinceku yami uIsrayeli.
Israel, the changed man Jacob, giving rise to the nation Israel out of his descendants, now fulfilled in the person of Jesus, who is the true fulfillment of Israel.
O Israel, isizukulwane sika Jacobe, manje sesiphenduka siba umuntu oyedwa.
You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. I will be glorified.
Uyinceku yami u Israel, engiyakuzidumisa kuye.
A confirmation by God that the calling is a calling which is going to be for the glory of God.
But
then temptation. He was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. He was tempted with discouragement. Is there a Christian leader here who has not been tempted with discouragement? But he was. Look at it. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Verse 4, but I said, I've labored in vain. I spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Have you ever said that?
Yepha ngase ngithi mina ngikhandlekele ize amandla ami ngiwachithele okuyize nokungelutho ngabe seke wafika isikhathi la uzitshena lokho na.
But he resisted it. He didn't give in. He persevered.
Kodwa wamelana nakho waqhubeka ebekezela.
Never let the devil lie to you that the temptation to the discouragement means that you have fallen to thought foul of the sin of discouragement.
Ungavumeli amanga kaSathane ekutshela ukuthi ke ukuphelelwa amandla kusho ukuthi uwile uwele sonweni.
The sin is not continuing. He set his face steadfastly towards the cross.
Isono asikwazi ukuqhubeka ngoba inkosi yethu yaqhubeka njalo yaze yafika esiphambanweni.
So he looks to God for his vindication. Surely my right is with the Lord, my recompense with my God.
That's another
Asian, isn't it? But then, this is what God says to him. And this is the obligation on him. It is too small a thing to bring Jacob back, or Israel might be gathered to him. It's too light a thing, this is verse 5, that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. That's too small a thing, don't bother to translate that. Okay. But then the obligation, I will make you a light for the Gentiles, for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. The end of verse 5.
Ube ngukukhanya kwabezizwe, ube insindiso yami kuze kube semkhawulweni womhlaba.
Building the church across the world.
Ukwakha ibandla ulakha emhlabeni.
I will build my church.
Ngizokwakha ibandla lami.
Little success in his ministry on earth among the Jews.
Impumelelo encanyana nje phakathi kwesizwe samaJuda.
But in the second book that Luke wrote, wonderful success. Jesus is building the church, revival at Pentecost, a new Gentile revival, churches spreading all over the Roman Empire. I will build my church.
He had
a faithful obligation to preach to the Jews without much visible success. Yet there was amplification of his ministry as his ministry was to the Gentiles. Where you are at the moment is where your obligation is.
La ukhona khona ngalesi sikhathi kula umsebenzi wakho ukhona khona.
But God could, he may not, enlarge the sphere of your ministry. He may bring you fruit which you don't expect at the moment. There could be amplification of your ministry in the last year of your life.
Kodwa kungenzeka noma kungenzeki ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngaso lesikhathi awukhulise umsebenzi wakho awubusise kakhulu kodwa futhi kungenzeka ukuthi ke awukhulise ngonyaka wokugcina wenkonzo yakho.
As a servant leader for the servant king, be faithful in what is entrusted to you now.
Njengomholi ongumbusi oyinceku yomholi futhi oyinceku naye kufanele ukuthi wethembeke emsebenzini wakhe.
Fulfill your obligations now.
Gcwalisa umsebenzi wakho noma fezekisa umsebenzi wakho manje.
But be ready always, however old you are, for the amplification of your ministry wherever Christ leads you in building his church.
Kodwa futhi uhlale ukulungela ukuthi kungenzeka umsebenzi wakho ukhuliswe noma phi la uKristu eyokuthumela khona emhlabeni.
And he will give us grace because he has anointed us as servant leaders for the servant king.
Uyosinikeza umusa ngoba usigcobile sibe zinceku ezingabaholi ezisebenzela inkosi eyinceku.
He will use you to accomplish his victory.
Uyokusebenzisa wena ukuze afinyelele empumelelweni nasenqobeni kwakhe.
Paul fills up in his afflictions what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
UPawuli ugcwalisa okwakushiyekile enhluphekweni kaKristu.
His infinite afflictions in being the propitiation that won us atonement with God and paid the price for our sins are complete.
Umsebenzi wakhe wokuthi abe ngumhlatshelo engxenyeni yethu kuze kukhokhelwe isono sethu kuNkulunkulu uphelele.
But getting that news, that gospel, that news out to a 21st century and 22nd and whatever it is century world is not complete.
Kodwa umsebenzi wokuthatha lezo indaba uziqhubekisele esizukulwaneni kuze kufike esakule minyaka esikuyona naseminyakeni ezayo usengakapheleli.
Dear brethren and sisters in Christ,
bafowethu nodadewethu kuKristu,
fill up in your afflictions what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ because he has entrusted that to you.
Gcwalisani ngokwemisebenzi yenu okushiyekile kuKristu angakakwenzi ngoba uniphe igunya nobizo lokuthi nenze njalo.
Amen.
Amen.